Welcome to our discussion to supplements to Brachot Bet Amud Aleph, the beginning of Masechet Brachot. The Mishnah is very clear. From when can you read the Shema in the evening? From the time that the Kohanim can go to eat their Truma, and the Gemara is clear on the bottom of Das Beis Amud Aleph that would be Tseisa Chuchavim, with the coming out of the stars. In fact, the Rambam simply says the time of Kriyat Shema in the evening is, in other words, the time of Maariv in the evening should begin at Tseisa Chuchavim, with the coming out of the stars. It would be no different than the time that Shabbos is over. Let's say 42 minutes, 50 minutes, or 72 minutes after sundown. The question is, why do we read it in the Beis Knesset? This question as to why we tend to daven Maariv earlier than the Talmud seems to say goes way back to the Yushalmi. The Jerusalem Talmud already asked this question. They answer, Kedei Lamud b'tfila, Mitoch Divrei Torah. You're not reading the Shema qua Shema. You're reading the Shema simply to warm up to the davening, to the prayers, and just like you might learn before davening to get yourself in the mood, so too we say the Shema simply to warm up. But the real mitzvah of the Shema in the evening is not there. So how can we do that? How can we not read Shema properly? So Rashi tackles the question and claims that the Kriya Shema Lamita Iker, the main Kriya Shema, is when we go to sleep at night. Of course, Tosafot has a number of questions. Really? The main Shema is at night? Don't you want to say the Shema with the blessings? At night, you don't say it with the blessings. There were some Gaonim who suggested that when you say the Shema at night, since that's the main Shema, you should say Asher Yishan Mitzvotav Tivanu Al Kriyat Shema, that you should say a blessing over the Shema, because the one at night is their true Shema. But we don't do that, and we don't say the blessings before and after the Shema in the evening. We say the blessings before and after Shema at Maariv. How can we do that if it's not the real Shema? So because of this and other questions, the Tosfot give two different approaches. One is that of Rabbeinu Tam, and one is the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi's grandson, Rabbi Yaakov, son of Meir, says as follows. Rabbeinu Tam says that we hold like the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Tefillas HaMincha, not at Erev, Tefillas HaMincha, the Mincha service does not go until evening, but rather, Mincha is only until Plaga Mincha. It's only until about 4:45. It's only until about an hour and a quarter of sundial hours before sundown. So let's say if sun goes down at 8 o'clock, around 6 o'clock, if sun goes down around 4 o'clock, then around 3:15. From then on, it's no longer the time of Mincha, so presumably it's the time of Maariv. So since we hold that way, we were allowed to daven early. Now, of course, we usually do daven Maariv, Mincha, all the way till sundown. However, the Gemara says on Chav Ches that David Kamar Avid, Maariv Kamar Avid, you can do whatever you want. If you want to daven Mincha, Maariv after Plaga Mincha at 4:45, you could do that. If you want to daven Maariv, if you want to have a mincha until sundown, and then daven Maariv after that, you can do that. So since we have leeway as to Maariv, we can also, as to the Shmoneh Esrei of Maariv, we can take the same liberties with the Kriyat Shema. There are several problems with this. Number one, the Gemara on Daf Bet Amud Bet on 2b doesn't seem to suggest this as a possibility that you could go that far back. If they talk about Rabbi Yehuda's position, no one mentions that Rabbi Yehuda would say that you could daven as early as 4:45. In fact, Tosfot on Bet Amud Bet raised this point. Furthermore, as the Rush points out very pointedly in Siman Aleph, he says, wait a second. Kriya Shema and Tefillah are two different things. It's true Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could daven Maariv after 4:45. It's true that, as Rabbeinu Tam pointed out, Rav Tzali Shalei Rav Shabbos B'Shabbos, that the Rav sometimes daven Maariv early. But that's the Amida. Amida is based on the Tamid. The Tamid, the Karbon HaTamid, the daily offering, had its own rules. And the daily offering was usually offered by 4:45 on a plain day, and therefore you could daven Ma'ariv after that point. But the Kriya Shema is based on B'shachmacha, when people go to sleep. Who goes to sleep before it's even dark? An hour before it's dark. The Ri, however, Yitzchak HaZaken, Rashi's great-grandson, that's Rabbi Tam's nephew, his sister's son, Rabbi Yitzchak, from Dampierre, he has a more elegant solution. He says, wait a second, turn the page. It's true that the Mishnah says, Ad you can only read the Shema from the time of Tzedek Chavim, from the time of the stars coming out. But that is the opinion of the Mishnah. But the Gemara has a very long discussion about other opinions. If you look in Daf Bet Amud Bet, they quote many brightot, many outside sources from the time of the Mishnah that seem to indicate that there are other options. Mishash an anin nechnas lechol pito b'leil Shabbat, from the time that a poor person comes to eat his food, from the time that a person comes to eat their meal on Friday night. There are all these different opinions as to when it starts, and they disagree with the idea of the time of Kohanim. And there are many different opinions mentioned. Now, none of the rabbis who were mentioned would usually trump a plain Mishnah or Trump Merav Meir, or none of these outside sources would seem to trump the plain Stam Mishnah. The simple Mishnah is clear, as the Miri points out. We follow a Mishnah over some Braita that's mentioned on the second page. But why did the Gemara mention all these opinions and point out that some of those opinions are not the same as the Mishnah? They struggle with it and finally said, no, it's not the same Shir, it's not the same time. Maybe some of those opinions are actually talking about davening at sundown. Maybe some of those opinions are talking about davening even before sundown. And therefore, that's what we do. That's what we follow. Now, it's a very elegant solution because there's an actual early source in the Talmud, same time, written at the same time as the Mishnah, which has different opinions, and therefore we could say that the Mishnah is not according to all opinions, and therefore we're following these other opinions. However, while the Rush prefers the Ri's solution to the Rabbeinu Tam's solution, he does say, Mitoch HaDchak. It's only because you're in a jam. Jewish community, since the time of the Jerusalem Talmud, since the 2nd century, 3rd century, in Palestine, in the land of Israel, so we've been davening early. People never found it convenient to wait an hour after sundown, to 45 minutes after sundown, 42 minutes after sundown to daven Ma'ariv. People, after all, people come from Mincha and they expect the rabbi's drasha not to last for 45 minutes until they can finally daven Ma'ariv. This problem is not a modern problem. It was a Gaonic problem. People in the Gaonic times didn't know what to do. Should they daven with the chazan? Should they say the Amidah with the chazan and daven privately at home? It's a problem from the Jerusalem Talmud. It's a problem in medieval times, in the times of the Rashi and the Tosfot. It apparently wasn't as much of a problem for the Rambam, or at least he went against the trend. And it's certainly a problem today. Who wants to stay? I'm a rabbi in a community. We have a minyan every night, thank God. And nobody wants to stay for a 42-minute lecture between Mincha and Ma'ariv. So it's a perennial problem. Mitoch HaDchak, since we're forced to, we have to follow the Ri, l'kayim ha-minig, to explain how is going to be such a minig. So the Rush says, well, we have to justify a minig. You can't say that all of Klal Yisrael, all the Jewish people, have gone wild. They've gone against the Talmud, against the Mishnah. It must be that we follow this Ri's opinion of these various Tanoim, various early authorities in the Gemara on Daf Beis and Beis to be, and that's why we do it. The Smag also, Moshe Mikusi, he also says that it's b'dieved. Look, it's not really ideal, but you know, what can you do? It's ex post facto. It's the best we can do is we daven early. However, the most radical approach to this is expressed by the Meiri. The Meiri goes through a lengthy essay and he looks at all the different opinions that came before him. The Tosfot, the Rashi, and the Rabbi Tam, and the Ri, and he struggles, and he tries to make sense of it. But you know what he says in the end? In the end, he says, it's Eis Lasos Hashem. He says, because of all the needs that we have, so what are we going to do? Everyone says, look, we have to daven, we have to get out of here. It's getting dark. It's getting dark. It's dangerous. We have to go home in pitch black. So everyone wants to daven. So what are we going to do? We're going to daven Shmon Esrei, and we're not going to put Geula next to Tefillah. We're not going to say the Shema and its blessings and the Gal Yisrael before the Shmon Esrei. It's ideal to do that, to say the blessings of Shema before Shmon Esrei. We don't want to just say Shmon Esrei and go home and say the Shema at home. So what are we supposed to do? It's Eis Lasos Hashem Efer Torat Tzacha. It's like the famous invocation of the notion that when there's a time to do for God, we have to change things. We have to take these radical positions. It's one of these things that was instituted out of great need, and that's why we do it. So we have a number of different approaches. Rashi was comfortable simply saying that, look, everybody says Kriya Shema Lamita, everyone says Shema before you go to sleep. It's true, it's only one paragraph, but that's good enough. There's some opinions that one paragraph is the main thing, and you say one paragraph before you go to sleep, that's the real Shema, and the other one is a nice thing we say, some nice prayers we'd say before we say Shmon Esrei, Fed Mariv, we say some nice prayers, it's not the real Shema. He was comfortable with that. Rabbeinu Tam thought that that we could use Rabbi Yehuda and the notion of when, how early we could daven Shmona Esrei, and that we could daven Shmona Esrei early, even on a Friday, even on a Saturday night, if we need to, as Rav did in the Gemara later on. So Rabbi Tam is comfortable with this idea that we follow Rabbi Yehuda, and it relates to the time of Mincha and the time of Mariv Shmona Esrei, and he thinks that this applies to Kriya Shema as well, that we could say Kriya Shema early as well. The Ri was not pleased with this, and he insisted that our custom is based on the various Tanaitic opinions on 2b, which seem to indicate that there are other times when we could say the Shema. However, we realize that there are technical problems with this. Generally, we don't just follow some Braita that disagrees with a plain Mishnah, and therefore the Meiri was forced to say, let's say the Rush was forced to say that it's only the Kayim Aminig, we're just trying to justify the custom. The Smag says it's Vidyevit, it's ex post facto, and the Meiri says, look, it's Eis Lasos Hashem, there's a time to act for God, we have no choice but to make this institution that people are allowed to daven Maariv early, even though it's not ideal. Today, it's amazing, we have a community that's probably in some ways stronger than it's ever been in history, and therefore today there are many late Maarivs in many communities, in many yeshivas. There's a Maariv every half hour. For instance, in the Aguda down the block from me, from my mother in Far Rockaway, there's a minyan every half hour. And in Tinek and other places, you have such minyanim. And then you can daven Maariv whenever you want. You come home from work, you go to daven Maariv, and you're all set. And you don't have to daven Maariv attached to Mincha. It's not necessary. This luxury we have today, safety we have to be able to, despite all the recent anti-Semitic attacks, people feel comfortable to go to Maariv at 8, 9 o'clock in the evening to learn the Beis Medrash and then daven Maariv. Learn yeshiva and then daven at the 10 o'clock Maariv and not get involved in all these questions is a great luxury we have today, a great blessing we have today to be able to do things as the Mishnah would have it and not to have to depend on all these different answers from the rabbis over the centuries. But nonetheless, so many valiant efforts made to justify the Jewish custom, which goes back to the Yerushalmi, that we, in fact, we don't follow the Mishnah at the very beginning of Brachos. Thank you for joining us here for our discussion of Kriya Shema and Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Brachos. Join us for our further discussions of Brachos and Hashem and our discussions of Parsha and the holidays. And thank you for joining us here on Chesed Sfarad Beth Elometz Congregation in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you.